that she stole, supposed to pay for the pampers. Cop the drugs, you cook up with a spoon, not a fork. She got a poor taste for smoke, she's still a few dollars short. They say Wanda just like a dog, trying to sniff a lick. They say Wanda gon' break some hearts just to get a fix. She counting chains, this ain't enough, but this is why she still to get high. But she said it's better than sex, how it feels to be high. Speaking of sex, she got three kids and two different fathers. The last one stepped up, but the first dude didn't bother. She losing her daughters, and they meet in hospital rehab. Tried to stay clean, but it got so cold that she relapsed. Damn, she was a high school beauty queen. Now she a loony fiend, plotting on every person who she meet. Her kid's father tried to stop her, but she chose the streets. He tried to tie the knot, but now she used the string.
I think that the problems that he had were magnified and triggered by the relief that he seemed to find in drugs.
I compare drug dealers more to the fiends. A lifestyle that come addicted to money, fortune, and dreams. Supporting the needs, victim of poverty, torture king. He cooked to feed drugs to the streets to afford his greed. He did a bid, he said he'd never sell a drug again. He relapsed from reality, took off the cuffs from rinse. That first piece of paper was like a fiend's first hit. He served pitch, sold a mom when she birthed kids. She need her fixed, took a loss, guess he learned quick how to squeeze, turn, flip. That first 10, cause he earned quick, it seemed perfect. They told you crime pays and that's how you make every dime. I promised this my last time, well that's what they say every time. Life expectancy, but these streets ain't growing old. Some niggas couldn't do the time they given, so they told. Compare it to a fiend that escapes when they go to smoke. Prison biz and death to a hustler is overdose.
We don't have any drugs, we don't have any money.
We do have a high concentration of violence-prone individuals.
After rehabs and 12-step plans, Wanda's sober. Life she came back to was different and a child is older. Now she's searching for jobs with a comfortable salary. All them years getting high, she lost touch with reality. Took a drive on the way to the grocery shop. Smokers plot, fighting urges off to pull over because she knows the spot. She snaps out of it, parked the car to go shop for dinner, then cross paths with that nigga she used to cop that shit from. All she think of is memories of a past life. Retired hustler said the last bit was his last time, but certain memories he just can't escape. Cause checks he making now, in a month he could make a day. So he made a play, she drove away, gathered a chain she needed to smoke away. She choking faint, he sold it straight, a bold mistake, he know it's fate. The fast life and the fast high, who'd have guessed when you said that this is your last time? I end up being your last time.
Certainly have been a dangerous place lately, as you mentioned. 17 days, 17 shootings, 8 of which were fatal. People here in the neighborhood hosting the vigil because they say there has been too much violence in Buffalo recently. Again, those numbers, police are hoping, will not continue to rise.
We are not being protected here in this community. There is only so much that anti-violence groups that can do. We have far too many weapons on our city streets.
This is all in connection to a recent rash of suspected gang violence. We'll have much more tonight at 11 o'clock.